I watch it now from there. Now toss me those lines, ma'am.
Oh.
There. All right, slow down, you pesky critters. Slow down.
There we are, ma'am. I'm sure sorry that youngster of ours scared your team just as you were driving by our place.
Why, I hardly know how to thank you. When they bolted, it just caught me unawares. Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm your new neighbor, Mrs. Carson.
Well, howdy, ma'am. You know, I've been wondering about you and your husband ever since I got back. My name's Ryder.
We've been so busy getting settled that we... Oh, this looks like my husband coming now.
Whoa, boy, whoa. Whoa. You all right, Linda?
Oh, yes, Cress. Just a little breathless.
What are you doing out here in the middle of the road, holding a sewing school? You know what I told you? You want to go right into town and talk to no one.
Now, hold on, mister. Your wife's team ran away. I was practicing a few stunts for the rodeo this weekend and kind of spooked up the horses.
Rodeo, eh? Well, we're not holding it out here in the road, and I don't like my wife jawing around with strangers.
I'm sure that's any man's privilege.
Cress, please.
Now, you turn that rig around, Linda, and drive back to our place. You and me got a little talking to do.
Cress, you can't keep on doing those things to me. If it hadn't been for Mr. Ryder, the team might have crashed off the road.
You talk too much. I told you that before.
But we're new here, and if people start to talk...
Never mind people. Foxy!
Yeah, boys, you want something?
You heard anything about a rodeo they're holding in Devil's Hole this weekend?
I know. Who told you?
That red-headed Jasper, the one who lives on the next ranch with that old lady.
Yeah, with your luck, that looks like something made to order for us.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A couple of bets made here and there, a few things to take care of, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe Crass Carson will be the guy who's given orders to everybody in this valley.
Crass, you wouldn't dare.
You listen to me, young lady. Another word out of you, and I got ways of keeping you quiet for a long time. Now, look, Foxy.
Yeah?
This redhead next door has got a reputation as big as a barn. Betting against him would be the thing to do, so, why don't you just wander over and sort of go to work on a saddle? Just thin the cinch a little so it don't look like anything, but... you know.
I'll say I know. He's gonna make an awful noise when he lands on his neck.
You mean to say there wasn't any mail, Red?
Doggone it, so much has happened this morning, I clean forgot about it. Oh, Ching Ha.
I come. Do you want something?
Yes, Ching. You'll find some mail in my saddlebag.
Oh, mail. Yeah, me go get him chopped up.
Duchess, what do you know about the Carsons, the people who bought the Bartlett's ranch?
Oh, nothing much. Strange-looking couple. She seems to be such a sweet little person and so young.
Yes, she seems to be everything that he is.
Red, those shots are coming from the stable.
Come on. Ching Ha must have run into something.
Me find a man in the stable. Look, there he go now.
Look at that long-legged brute run.
Wow, and look at him shoot.
Hold it. No sense breaking our necks running over the stubble. And with thunder not settled, there isn't a chance of catching him.
Why, that pesky ornery
side. What was he doing in the stable, Ching, huh?
No savvy, see? Me walk in. I see him inside, walk over to tackle him. I yell at him. He go for gun.
Of course, it might have been some puncher out of work bumming his way across the country from job to job.
Me no think him so, Red Ryder. Him run him too fast for man who hungry. And him got plenty good horse. You betcha him.
Can't say that I've ever seen his face before, even though I didn't get what you'd call a good look at it.
Me get a good look, see?
Say.
But no savvy face.
I wonder if he could be one of Carson's hands from next door.
What would one of Carson's hands be doing over here prowling our stable?
When I find out what Carson himself is doing in this part of the country, acting like he does with that pretty young wife of his, maybe I'll know the answer, Duchess.
Yeah, you don't get him mixed up with pretty Carson's squaw, Red Ryder. Squaw enough trouble without getting a married one.
Beaver, when you grow up, I think I'll send you to a law school. But until I do, there's a little checking up I'd like to do on our new neighbors. Come on, little Beaver. Let's throw saddles on our ponies and mosey along into town.
Well, I'm all ready, boss, if you are.
Good. I get that wife of mine and tell her she's going in with us. I don't feel safe leaving her out here.
Hey, you're certainly jumpy. She ain't gonna do no talking.